Our usual Friday conversation talking Albert Lea girls soccer here on AM 1450 KATE with Amy Wachholz, head coach of the Tiger girls soccer team. And Amy, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, we got one game to recap. The season came to an end on Tuesday night. A 5-0 loss to Byron in the Section 1 AA quarterfinals. Byron, the number 2 seed. Your team, the number 7 seed. Give us a recap against a very good Byron team. Again, 5-0 loss on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough game. Byron is a really good team. They actually have advanced all the way to the finals, so they will be playing next Tuesday. So it doesn't surprise me that they made it that far. The week prior, we played Byron on that Monday and lost 3-0, and we were missing kind of one of my top defenders. So I was pretty hopeful that we were going to be a little more evenly matched. But we played okay. We didn't play our best game, but they came out really, really hard, and we just couldn't match them. And so it was kind of a bummer way to end the season. I was a little more hopeful it was going to be a little bit of a closer game. But you know what? The girls played hard. They played hard every game this season. So I'm really proud of them for that.
Amy, you mentioned Byron's in the section final. Who are they playing on Tuesday?
I believe they're playing Casson Manorville, which is a little bit of an upset. Casson beat, they were the number 4 seed, and beat Winona, which was the number 1 seed. So yeah, they'll be taking on Casson.
Amy Wachholz, head coach, Albert Lea girls soccer, joining us here on KETE. And it must have been a fun night for Albert Lea Tiger soccer fans on Tuesday, even though the girls team and the boys team both lost. Not too often do both squads get a play on the same field for a playoff game. It was kind of a Tiger doubleheader there on Tuesday.
It was. I think we had a lot more fans. We went early to be able to watch the boys, and I think the boys stayed late to watch us. And I think a lot of the parents and fans kind of stayed to cheer on both teams. So, it was really, really neat that we both got to play in the same field.
Tigers wrap up the season with a 2-15 record. And Amy, looking back at your first year as a head coach of the Albert Lea girls soccer team, I mean, as a first year head coach, I'm sure there's a lot of things that you learned, and obviously your players will learn from you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though our record wasn't great this year, I had a phenomenal experience as a first year coach. I think a big part of that was just the girls that I had. I think I got very lucky with the girls that were there this year, and I'm hoping that they had just as good of time as I did. We tried not too hard to focus on our record and just focus game by game and the small victories that we could accomplish every game versus looking at a whole. But you know, I'm hopeful the Albert Lea High School really trying to look at collaborating with our youth sports more and more to try to get these kids out at a younger age, so that by the time they get to high school, they've had kind of a few years under their belt. So I'm super hopeful in the upcoming years that we're going to be able to kind of build this program up. But yeah, just a super fun first year for me. I loved every minute of it.
Now, Amy, you know, when you look at these student athletes, and it doesn't matter what the record turns out to be, these athletes, they're working hard in the classroom all day, then they go to practice, and sometimes on game nights they get home late at night, they're up early for school the next day. I mean, kudos to your team, to these young ladies, because it takes a lot of work to be a student athlete.
Oh, it does. And our last 2 weeks, we were playing 3 nights a week. I mean, luckily, our last 6 games, 5 out of the 6 were home games, but had they been away, you know, these poor kids go to school, they have homework, we have away games, we wake up and do the same thing all over again. And actually that last week we had 3 games, we ended up having like a COVID positive on the team, and we canceled practice that Wednesday, and we were missing a lot of girls for a game, and just like the pure exhaustion. But these girls, they kept working hard, and they ended up being, you know, all-state academics. So I have some super good, smart girls on my team that, you know, succeed academically in school and then also on the field.
So did you say all-state? All-state academic?
Yeah, all-state academic, yep. They qualify for that. I think it's a grade point average of 3.5 or above, and I think my girls average like 3.7 as a whole. So they did awesome.
So as a team, they got that award. Was there individuals for that award, or was it a team award?
They all get the certificate, so they'll all get it at the banquet.
Okay, cool.
But it's just a certificate that they, made the requirements academically. So yeah, pretty cool.
And the bottom line is, when you're a high school student, that is the most important thing first, and then athletics. So that is awesome. Congrats, yes. Congrats to your team. Now, do you know offhand, Amy, how many seniors that you have on the team that'll be graduating?
Yep. So I think we had seniors. I want to say there's 10 seniors total. So it'll be, and about, you know, five of those are starters for me. So it'll be a huge loss next year. Huge shoes to fill, not only on the field, just I think personality wise. I have some really great leaders in that senior class, so that's going to be tough to fill as well. But I know they can do it, and they've had the role models there for many years to be able to do that. So I think my sophomore juniors will be able to step up and kind of fill those shoes as best they can. Yep.
Amy, I will not put you on the spot unless you have a roster in front of you. I won't ask you to list off the 10 seniors unless you have a roster in front of you.
I don't, but I might be able to name them.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'll keep track for you.
Sounds good. I think there's 10. So I have Lindsay Bijak, Abby Chalmers, Lucy Stay, Melena Thompson, Evelyn Perez Peralta. So those are my 5 starters. And then I have Wendy Lazaro. Let's see here. I have Haley Strom, who is my manager. Lauren Rhodes, who is the JV manager. You know what? That might be all of them. That's 8. I feel like that is actually all of them.
Okay.
I hope it is. I should always have a roster in front of me when I'm doing this.
Just want to make sure that we recognize the seniors because, again, there's so much work that goes in by these young ladies throughout the years. And, again, they're always missed. It doesn't matter what the record is, like you mentioned. They'll be missed around the soccer field next year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And like I said, they were all, whether they were starters on varsity or they played JV with some varsity minutes or whatever it was, they contributed so much to this year, and they were just awesome role models for the younger classes.
Amy Wackels again, head coach of the Umberlee girls soccer team, wrapping up her first year as the head coach. Again, the Tigers get beat in the section quarterfinals by Byron on Tuesday, 5-0. Wrap up the season with a 2-15 record. And Amy, thank you so much for the time. Congrats on your first year as the head coach. And we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk with us each week. And we'll do it again next year.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.